Hello, fellow tech enthusiasts. I'm your amiable tech whisperer, and joining me today is our very own tech oracle. What's the latest in the world of tech?
Good day to all you splendid listeners out there. I've donned my tech spectacles, and I'm all set to dive into the boundless sea of technology. But first, can you fathom what's more invigorating than your morning espresso?
I say that's quite intriguing. Could it possibly be the latest scandal to hit the music industry?
Not quite. It's our scorching hot tech news, brimming with thrilling advancements and breakthroughs.
Indubitably. Apple is causing quite a stir with their new M4 processors, specifically tailored for AI. The M1 chip was already a marvel. But this? This is akin to stepping into the future.
Absolutely spot on. But hold on, there's an intriguing twist. Can you guess who's leaping into the AI race? It's none other than Humane, with their groundbreaking new AI wearable. However, it appears that they've encountered a few bumps along the road.
Pioneers always encounter their fair share of challenges. Speaking of which, Amazon has also joined the AI bandwagon, showing a keen interest in generative AI.
Absolutely no holding back. It's as if they've taken a sneak peek into the future and it's all about AI. And here's the kicker. Our very own Meta is employing on-device machine learning to ensure the safety of the younger generation on Instagram.
That's technology put to good use. And let's not even delve into the realm of TikTok. They're toying with the concept of AI virtual influencers for advertising. Can you imagine taking fashion advice from an AI?
Quite a fascinating notion, wouldn't you agree? And before it slips our minds, a KPMG survey has unveiled that a substantial number of CEOs are intending to ramp up their investments in generative AI. It appears that the AI locomotive is charging ahead at full throttle.
Ladies and gentlemen, mark my words, AI is the way forward and it's here to stay. So fasten your seatbelts because we're in for an exhilarating ride. Marsha. So have you caught wind of Apple's latest foray into the realm of technology?
Indeed. The new M4 processors they're gearing up to unveil. I've been closely following that development. It seems to be all about enhancing AI capabilities this time, doesn't it?
Absolutely. According to the esteemed tech journalist Mark Gurman at Bloomberg, Apple is preparing to unveil these upgraded computers from late this year to early next year.
And it's not just about the M4 chip, is it? I've heard whispers of a trifecta of tiers for this chip. The entry-level Donan, the mid-tier Brava, and the high-performance Hydra chip. Quite an intriguing stratagem, wouldn't you say?
Spot on. These chips are slated to grace the new iMacs, Mac Minis, high-end 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros, and even a low-end 14-inch MacBook Pro. Quite the comprehensive lineup, wouldn't you say?
Quite intriguing to observe the shift toward AI PCs, isn't it? It's akin to a new generation of laptops and desktops optimized for local AI application processing, rather than relying on the cloud.
Indeed, it's not just Apple. The esteemed Chinese tech behemoth Huawei has recently unveiled its inaugural AI-powered PC, employing Intel's cutting-edge chipset. And let's not overlook NVIDIA, which has also stepped into the fray by introducing graphics cards meticulously crafted for executing GenAI applications on desktop systems.
It's akin to a technological revolution, isn't it? I'm positively eager to witness the impact of these advancements on our day-to-day tech interactions.
Absolutely splendid. It's a riveting era to be immersed in the realm of technology. And for our esteemed listeners, rest assured that we'll keep you abreast of all the cutting-edge developments. So do stay tuned. Have you caught wind of Humane's latest marvel, the iPin? It's causing quite a stir in the tech sphere, wouldn't you agree?
The wearable that's attempting to bring Star Trek to life? Yes, I'm familiar with it. It's quite an intriguing concept, but it appears they're still working out a few wrinkles.
Indeed. There have been reports of it being rather sluggish and prone to the occasional malfunction. However, Humane has set the price at $699 and is touting it as a potential replacement for our trusty smartphones. Quite a bold claim, wouldn't you say?
Quite the audacious assertion. This diminutive contraption elegantly fastens onto your attire, allowing you to deftly tap and hold a discreet button for communication. It's akin to having a dapper little aid perched on your lapel. But wait, there's more. It doesn't merely facilitate communication, it also boasts real-time Spanish-English translation. Quite the marvel, wouldn't you say?
It's as if we've stepped into a science fiction film, wouldn't you agree? However, there's a bit of a twist, isn't there?
Indeed, quite the intriguing proposition. The iPin necessitates a 24-monthly subscription to the Humane T-Mobile network. As for the reviews, The Verge and Wired accorded it a modest 4 out of 10. They commended the craftsmanship, but bemoaned its unreliability and limited functionality.
Wired's Julian Chokatu did mention its proficiency in translations and media capture. But alas, the image quality left much to be desired. Nevertheless, Humane has pledged to augment its capabilities in due course. It's certainly a development worth keeping a keen eye on, wouldn't you say?
Indeed, it's always quite thrilling to witness the evolution of these new technologies. At present, the AI pin appears to be more of a whimsical novelty rather than a practical necessity. What are your thoughts? Would you consider replacing your smartphone with this device? We eagerly await your comments below.
You know how we adore discussing the latest tech marvels, don't we? Well, brace yourself for this revelation. Amazon is making a substantial foray into the realm of generative AI. They're not merely testing the waters, they're plunging in head first.
Ah, you've certainly captured my attention. Generative AI, you say? That's akin to AI with the ability to generate new content, isn't it? Like crafting a poem or composing a melody, perhaps?
Spot on. You're always right on the money. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy is positively bullish about this, dubbing it the most significant technology transformation since the advent of the cloud and the internet.
Quite the audacious assertion. I'm intrigued to know their strategic game plan. What's the approach behind this bold move?
Jolly good. Jassy posits that Amazon's forthcoming advancements for patrons will stem from generative AI harnessed on AWS's cloud. Their focus lies in laying the groundwork with AI models tailored for corporate clients, rather than dabbling in consumer-oriented applications.
So, they're essentially crafting the tools for other enterprises to fashion their own bespoke AI applications, aren't they?
Absolutely spot on. Jassy made it quite clear when he remarked, "While we're developing a substantial number of Gen AI applications ourselves, the vast majority will ultimately be constructed by other companies." Quite the strategic move, wouldn't you say?
Quite the astute maneuver, I must say. They're not merely shaping the future, but also empowering others to partake in its creation. Quite the strategic play, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely splendid. Amazon is making substantial investments in three layers of the Gen AI stack. The foundational layer facilitates AI model training and inference for companies. The intermediary layer empowers companies to tailor AI models with their own data and expand applications. And at the apex, Amazon is crafting AI applications for its consumer services. Quite the strategic move, wouldn't you say?
Ah, you mean their chatbot Q and Rufus, the AI assistant in their shopping app? Quite the charming duo, aren't they?
Indeed. And to add a touch of brilliance, they've recently appointed the esteemed AI trailblazer Andrew Ng as a distinguished member of their board. A former luminary at Baidu and a former leader at Google Brain, no less.
Quite the strategic maneuver, I must say. Amazon is undoubtedly preparing for something momentous. I'm positively eager to witness their next groundbreaking move.
Indeed. It's a rather thrilling era for the tech world, wouldn't you agree? Always abreast of the latest tech developments, I see. Have you happened to catch wind of the new feature Instagram is set to unveil? Or are you preoccupied with besting your high score on Candy Crush?
Ah, you know me too well. Sardis, indeed, I've caught wind of Instagram's latest endeavor. They're employing on-device machine learning to identify and obscure explicit images in direct messages. It's akin to having a diminutive, prudish automaton nestled within your mobile device.
Quite the intriguing development, isn't it? The fascinating aspect is that this functionality will be enabled by default for users under 18. Meta, the company behind Instagram, asserts that the AI scrutinizes the images directly on the device. This enables the so-called nudity protection to operate even in end-to-end encrypted conversations. For those curious, end-to-end encryption ensures that only the sender and recipient can access the message, with not even Instagram able to sneak a peek.
Absolutely. With the analysis taking place on the device, Meta won't have access to these images unless they're flagged. It's akin to having a discreet ally who values your privacy.
And it's not just a matter of safeguarding. Meta asserts that this functionality will also serve to shield minors from exploitation and financial extortion schemes involving explicit content. With this feature activated, individuals sending nude images will be prompted to exercise caution when sharing sensitive photos, and will even have the option to unsend such images. Quite the digital guardian angel, wouldn't you say?
It certainly is. A timely maneuver, given the mounting concerns regarding the addictive and potentially detrimental effects of social media on the mental well-being of young users. It's heartening to witness the tech behemoths taking proactive measures to tackle these pressing issues. But what are your ruminations on this matter? Do you believe this to be a stride in the right direction? We eagerly anticipate your insights in the comments section below.
Oh. Have you caught wind of TikTok's latest endeavor? They're concocting AI virtual influencers for their advertisers and sellers. Quite the intriguing development, wouldn't you say?
Ah, you're referring to those AI-driven virtual personalities poised to revolutionize the realm of online commerce? Indeed, I've been apprised of this innovation. It's reminiscent of something plucked straight from the pages of a futuristic novel, wouldn't you agree?
It certainly raises some intriguing questions, doesn't it? What implications might this hold for our human creators? And how might it reshape the landscape of sponsorship revenue distribution? Quite the conundrum, wouldn't you say?
Quite the intriguing findings, aren't they? It appears that TikTok envisions these AI creators as more of a supporting act to human influencers rather than their replacements. Curiously, their experiments revealed that these AI avatars aren't quite as adept at peddling products as their human counterparts.
Ah, a reassuring revelation for our esteemed human creators. Nonetheless, it's a domain worth monitoring closely, given the ongoing development of this feature and its potential evolution.
Quite fascinating, isn't it? TikTok has recently concluded its original $1 billion creator fund to pivot towards a fresh approach to monetizing for creators. They're also delving into the realm of AI Song, a tool designed to generate music from text prompts. It's almost as if they're assembling an entire AI orchestra over there.
It's truly a brave new world, isn't it? Let's observe how this symphony unfolds. And to our esteemed listeners, what are your ruminations on these captivating developments? We eagerly await your insights in the comments section below. Delving into the realm of AI, are we? Quite the fascinating survey by KPMG has caught my attention. It delves into the strategic employment of generative AI by CEOs. Care to embark on a deep exploration of that?
Oh, you know I'm always up for a stimulating AI discussion. Do enlighten me.
Quite the intriguing survey by KPMG, I must say. They've conducted a survey of 100 US CEOs from major corporations this year. Their aim was to gain insight into the challenges and opportunities these CEOs perceive in driving business growth.
And what were the findings of their insightful survey?
Remarkable. 41 out of 100 CEOs have expressed their intention to increase investment in generative AI within the coming year. That's just over 40%.
Quite a substantial figure indeed. However, the prudent use of AI is just as pivotal as the investment itself, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Interestingly, a staggering 95% of these CEOs have indicated that they are already providing their workforce with training on the ethical risks and potential misuse of this technology.
Indeed, quite reassuring. And I've heard murmurs about the potential implementation of watermarks for AI-generated content. Quite the intriguing development, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely spot on. It's quite remarkable, isn't it? Over 80% of the CEOs have expressed their intention to introduce watermarks for AI-generated content within the next year. It's poised to be the foremost initiative in promoting responsible AI.
Quite the commendable stride towards transparency, wouldn't you say? It's truly captivating to witness these leaders not only embracing AI, but also ensuring its ethical and responsible utilization.
Absolutely spot on. It's a true testament to the notion that great power necessitates great responsibility, even within the realm of AI.